Barracuda.com.
Program, our news quiz coming up in a few moments. First, though, thoughts about today, Tuesday, the 8th of February, and how you're going to approach your life and your obligations and your job and responsibilities. When you think ahead, you're going to help yourself, because thinking ahead leads to appropriate action. At least that's my, I think oftentimes Richie has accused me of not always thinking ahead or planning ahead as appropriately as I might, but when I do that, it does always, or most of the time anyway, give you the advantage, because you have planned, and planning makes you a winner, I think, in many different ways. A little ahead of conditions, the secrets of good business success, often because people think about it. They might come up with an idea and then they plan how to make it work, and that is something that you can apply to your daily life as well. As my friend Uri Geller will underscore, Uri is here, as he is a frequent visitor and a desirable influence on you in terms of how you can make it through the day, the week, the month, the year. And survival isn't just, that shouldn't be your goal, right, Uri? It's a horrible life. People who just try to survive, and you hear that more and more. People say, oh, I'm just trying to get along. I'm just trying to survive. What a horrible way to spend your life.
Yeah, Dougie, you know, it's interesting because you are very telepathic and we are synchronized in the pattern of our thinking, but I'm sitting next to a very beautiful woman who came specially from Norway to interview me for one of the local newspapers in Bergen, where my performance is about to be, I think, 2 or 3 weeks from now. And she really asked me the same question. How do we survive? And do we want to be in a survival mode most of our lives? But, Doug, you know, when you say that, it's easy for you to say it. It's easy for me to say it, because in a way, you know, we're comfortable. We made it in life. But what about the other 7 billion people who are struggling to
make it? So then the question is, why did you and I make it to whatever degree we did, and why did they not make it?
Well, Doug, look, you really can't bring it down to, because we have positive attitude and we're positive thinkers and we're more kind of determined to make it in life. You can't, because there are many, many elements involved here. We're talking about geographically, topographically, culturally, custom-wise, religiously, where you're born. And you can't guarantee to me, Doug, that if you were born, let's say, in Somalia or in Bangladesh, in a tiny, tiny village, that you would have made it, because the surroundings and the poverty overpowers you. It's very difficult.
Do you think that nobody has ever made it from Somalia? Do you think there's never been anybody who's been successful and grew up in Somalia?
Of course there are. Probably thousands of people, Somalians and Bangladeshians, who made it in big time. Probably many of them are millionaires. Maybe some of them are billionaires, too. And yes, you're right, but I'm trying to tell you that it's not only about positive thinking. It's about also timing. It's about luck. It's about learning how to catch the opportunities that pass you by every day. It's about conditioning. It's about believing yourself. It's about who you knew and who you know. And it's about your surroundings. The technology that is around you. It's about your parents. It's about your upbringing. You know that, Doug. There's so many elements. But at the end of the day, yes, we have to admit that if you are in any surroundings, anywhere around the world, anytime, if you really are a positive thinker and you believe in yourself, then you have better chances than others. And that I agree with you.
Well, I think there is a lot to be said for your family and the opportunities that come sometimes. If you're Donald Trump and his son, It was a Donald Jr. What's this?
Yeah, Donald Jr.
Donald Jr. Okay, so then he's going to have an easier shot probably than, you know, the average person, even the average real estate developer. Yeah, so you have that element. But there are plenty of stories here and there where people have brought themselves up by the bootstraps. I know a friend of my son Brendan's who came here from Ghana, and he got a scholarship to go to a private school, learned how to play, or didn't learn how to play basketball, but he was a good basketball player there and became better over here, and it changed his whole life. And somebody saw him over there who got him the opportunity. He didn't on his own think he was going to come to America, but somebody saw him playing basketball and said, you need to go to school in America and play basketball in America.
Yes, Doug, and you see and read about success stories from Africa, from India, you know, people who grew up in tiny villages who are multimillionaires now and billionaires in the IT industry and so on. But as long as they have their feet on the ground and they're still, in a way, spiritual and they do believe in something out there and they're honorable and they are respectful and they help others, this is so massively important. This is why, I mean, I admire so many very seriously wealthy people like Bill Gates, who gives away tens of millions to charity and so on. That is so great because I was asked by Irina, the journalist, okay, so you have money, but so what? What does that do? Well, money is a tool. If you know how to use it the right way, then and you do use it and you do give, it comes back to you in so many different methods and purposes and, and kinds. It's quite extraordinary how the universe, it's like you have this Aladdin lamp where you rub and the genie comes out of the lamp and then he says to you, okay, I'm your master, give me whatever wish, I'll create it, I'll do it for you. Well, the universe is like a great genie lamp, I believe, but you have chances, and if you create them and you make them happen and you help others while you are making it yourself, then the genie will grant you amazing things that will propel you even further in life and bigger and vaster.
The original mentalist, Uri Geller. Check out his website, URIGELLER, Uri Geller, and I continue in a moment. It's 14 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
Tonight on History. Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy.
I want to go into cities and towns that have something that is completely unique to America.
From making moonshine to a slam Dunkin' Donkey.
How's that for living the American dream?
You haven't seen America until you've seen it with Larry.
Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy. Right here on History.
Let's get her done! Premieres tonight at 9 p.m. 8 Central. Only on History.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor. Then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
17 after, excuse me, say that again, Doug. 17 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. February 8th is a Tuesday. Tuesday morning is when Uri Geller spends time with us. You can download his visits along with the rest of the Good Day program every single day. Go to the listen box at gooddayshow.com. You got an iPhone app, use that. Find it. Have you got, Uri, I honestly don't know whether you have an iPhone app or not. Have you got an iPhone app?
I think I do. It's called Geller Uri, and you can bend a spoon on it.
Really?
All you have to do is rub the face of your iPhone and say 1, 2, 3, and the spoon will bend.
Oh, I've got to go get this.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to search for it. Okay?
Check that out. Yeah, that we need to check out. All right, so what we're trying to do here, as we always do with Uri, is get your mind focused on things. We give you examples of people, circumstances. As Uri said, there are lots of ways to approach problems, and sometimes people have the so-called golden spoon. They're born, and I use Trump as an example of that, but then there are plenty of people. Bill Gates didn't come from money. Warren Buffett didn't come from money. You can look around and find plenty of examples. More likely, here's the thing, Uri. What's happening in America, and I suspect it's happening in England where you live and around the world, as we have more technology, people's minds are getting lazier, not as creative, and therefore we don't have the same kind of advancement happening with this generation as did with maybe our generation or our parents' generation, where innovation and hard work got you something. Most people that came in our parents' generation after the war was over made something of themselves. They created something, either a business or they were able to get. It wasn't the kind of simplistic I'm entitled to sort of thinking that we have today.
I happen to agree with you, and I'll tell you what also. Look, the Internet and the kind of the new age of the new technology is very beneficial in some ways, but there are also huge negatives. Do you realize how many tens of thousands, if not millions of hours are spent on social network websites? I just can't believe how trivial and triviality takes over so many millions of people who use these social networks. Sometimes it's such a waste of time. Like you said, instead of using your mind to create new businesses, to secure your future, these millions of hours go on nonsense. And I do agree with you, Doug, that going back to, you know, our forefathers and our grandparents, our mother and father, you know, they really have to work very, very hard to make
Let's bring it to you. Do your children work as hard as you did when you were growing up at that the same age they are today?
Yes, they do. I can't tell you that they're exceptional because I'm their father, and I'm sure you'll say the same about your kids. But you see, what I did with my children is, and what I really advise every parent to do, is when Daniel and Natalie were teenagers, 12, 13, I took them to Brazil, and I took them through the favelas, through the shanty towns, and I stopped by a child who was begging for money, who had no shoes, who actually was looking for food.
And therefore,
I said to Daniel, Look how they live.
Yeah.
Look at them. I took them to the train station in Sao Paulo, and that totally changed their outlook.
Well, that's a great, there's an example, something to think about for all of us if we can do it. Thank you, Uri. Uri Geller, urigeller.com. Check it out. Good Day Time, 21 after.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Yes, this song still holds up.
She always knows her place. She's got style. Yeah. She's got grace. She's a winner.
Yeah, that's
it. That punch.
Yeah.
She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady.
Known
tell
as
the guys.
No, all right. You mean the Chinese guys with the purses?
No, my buddies.
Okay, all right. We'll put it on Facebook. Jennifer, take care of that, will you, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, get that all over. Richie likes Tom Jones, the Prince of Wales. Spelled W-A-I-L-S. On this date in 1969, the Tom Jones television program began on ABC after he had done the same thing in England, kind of like Uri and Simon Cowell and all these other people. They start television shows in England and they bring them over here. He was paid $20 million a year for his television show in the 1960s. That's a lot of money. And they cried. The women would go to the shows. They cry and they throw their hankies up at the stage. And Tom Jones is bringing those hankies to the bank, I think, right? $20 million for this guy in 1969. God bless him. All right, let's see what's going on here. This is Doug Stephan Good Day Program with the News Quiz. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Who is Max Page? 800-510-8255. While we think about him, I will tell you he has been pretty much everywhere in the last 48 hours. That's as much of a hint as I'm going to give you. Who is Max Page, and why has he become so popular the last 24 to 48 hours? What's the deal? Max Page. ID him. He's in the news. And everywhere, like the old, he's everywhere. He is everywhere, this kid. He's a young kid. Max Page, what's the story with him? 800-510-8255. Thank you for keeping quiet, Rich. I know it's hard for you to do it, but I appreciate the fact
what's
that you're keeping your mouth closed.
I'm quiet. Here for you, brother.
Thank you very much. I know you are, Richie. You're there for me, and that's much appreciated. The city of Detroit. Mayor of City of Detroit proposing a new approach to increasing public safety.
What's that? Are you going to shut the city down?
Offering police officers who have foreclosed the officers, firefighters. They are offering them foreclosed homes for $1,000.
They've done this in other cities. They've done it in D.C. and Baltimore, I think. And get the cops to move into the bad neighborhoods by giving them a free home.
Yep. 200 homes already. Project 14, it's called. These $150,000 homes, many of them in these decent and some of them not so great neighborhoods, as you're suggesting, Richie.
Mm-hmm.
$1,000, and the home is yours. City taking them for taxes or whatever. They fix them up. But you have the home. Get the title of the home. You fix it up.
I like that idea.
Who wouldn't do
that?
It's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Win-win.
City's not making any money on an empty house.
No. And have them fix it up. Fix up the neighborhood.
Nope.
Great idea. So that's there's a win-win there. I wonder how many other communities around the country will pick up on that idea. It's a good idea. And we all know there are not a lot of great individual thinkers, so... maybe people, listen, the idea deserves, just because it came from somebody else doesn't mean it's not a good idea. Hello, Ding Ding. Speaking of hellos, Richard writes, hello, Doug. I've been listening to your program, and I heard the other day you were talking about this expelled boy. We as a country need to go back to the old hands of discipline that you and I grew up with. You got out of line, you were punished physically on the spot. If we go back to that, the country will be a better place. You know what? That's Richard Hoffer in Montoursville, Pennsylvania. I was trying to remember what I was... What that story was. That was like last Thursday or Friday. Isn't that awful? Sometimes
it was the one kid with the spitball and the other kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So we thought they were inappropriately thrown out of school.
Right.
I think that. Right. Exactly. All right. So, yeah, maybe there's somebody. You got to get these people in the schools to wake up, though, too, and smell the roses. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Do you know how to prepare yourself in the case of a hotel fire? Well, I'm not just a frequent traveler, I'm also a volunteer firefighter, so I've got some tips for you. Preparation starts at check-in. There's not a fire department in the country that can easily fight a fire above the 8th floor, so always ask for a room on a lower floor. Find out what kind of fire safety devices are in place. Every hotel should have a hardwired single-station smoke detector in each guest room. Those that are more than 3 stories tall should have an automatic sprinkler system with a head in each room. Hey, you know the map on the door that shows you the nearest exits? Well, it's there for a reason. I want you to actually find those exits. You should be able to locate at least 2 of them, in case one is blocked, and count how many doors there are between your room and that exit. And my last piece of advice? Do what I do. Keep your room key and a small flashlight in your shoes, in case you have to make a quick escape. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
3 instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number 1, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number 2, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number 3, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through Travel Guard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
State.
To be who we are. Baby, on the night you said you would. Broadcasters, here are happy and healthy, raring to go. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And who would you like me to talk to, Richie?
Well, Jane is on the phone.
Jane is on the phone. Does she know who Max Page is? Let's find out. That's the 2020 News Quiz. Who is Max Page? Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Yeah, things are fine and dandy. So what do you know about Max Page?
He's a little boy in the Star Wars, the Darth Vader outfit in the Volkswagen commercial for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah, he's a cute kid.
Yeah, he seems to be pretty cute. Do you think, what was he, about 7 or 8 or 9? What was
I don't think he's that old. I think he's only
I think
5.
He's like, I'm a teacher, so I think he's about 6 or so.
Yeah.
6 or so. What do you teach?
Yeah. I teach special ed in El Paso, Texas. We've had 4 days off of school, 2 days of snow and ice, and 2 days of no water, no electricity.
Well, because the no water, no electricity is as a result of the storm, right?
Exactly, and we just don't get that cold down here, and it's it has just knocked everything out, and now today, finally, we're going back to school this morning.
So what do you think is the reason for all this bad weather?
I agree. I think it's El Nino. You know, I think it's that storm system. I think that we haven't been taking weather forecasts that long in human history, and I'm sure that we've had lots of patterns of things like this before, but just nobody was paying attention.
you're not worried that we have a Death Star headed toward us and it's changing the magnetic?
No.
That doesn't work for you, right?
Uh-uh.
All right. All right. So your children are probably happy that they didn't have to go to school. The problem is you'll have to add those days on at the end of the season. As a matter of fact, is there a move afoot in El Paso like there is in many other areas of the country to extend the school year and perhaps only have a month off in the summertime but keep school going because children need to be learning? And the only reason that we built this calendar based on our agrarian needs, and now fewer than 2% of the population works on farms. So a lot of people think we need to be going back to school. Teachers need to work more, and there need to be more results. What do you think of that theory?
I think most people in El Paso would tell you that they like the summer off, and we only have 10 weeks, I guess. It's a lot, though. 10 weeks off,
yeah,
during the summer. But
only.
I think in El Paso, we're used to having the regular calendar. There's one school system here that's a year-round.
Yeah, and the teachers that teach there get paid more money than the teachers who work 10 months?
I don't know. I don't think so, because they do take off the time. They just take it off a different part of the year.
Oh, so they have, like, modules. They'll spend,
yes,
they'll
exactly.
get a month off here and a month off there while these schools are being used for other purposes?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. But I do think that we need to utilize schools more. Do you feel like you get paid adequately for what you do?
No.
You don't?
No.
You want to take a second to think about that?
What is the, without letting us know what you make, what's the average teacher's pay in El Paso?
It's somewhere between $40,000 and $50,000.
$40,000 and $50,000. That's with how many years' experience on the job, would you say?
Well, I'm in the upper 40s, and I've been 10 years.
You've been there, so you started in the upper 20s? Would that be a safe assumption?
Oh, no, no. New teachers start at like 42, 43. It's just you rarely go up fast. I mean, it's very, very difficult.
Really?
There's been teachers that are making, you know, maybe 50 now who started when they were, you know, 30 years ago. You know, so it's they start to pay new teachers well, but then after a few years, you don't get very good raises. So.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what the best way is. We struggle with this all the time. What's the best way to deal with all of this stuff? It's distracting, isn't it, when you get right down to it, because we don't seem to have the same energy, academically or otherwise, that we have had. And do you think down in El Paso is part of the problem, the number of illegal students that you have to deal with?
Well, you know, we're following a law, so you really can't exactly tell who is and isn't illegal here. But I'm sure that there's a heavy burden on several schools, you know, about that.
Yeah.
But you're not really allowed to ask or know, you know. And since our population is Hispanic based, you know, sometimes I'm sure teachers that have been around longer than me can tell, but sometimes I just can't tell, and I don't ask.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
That's the rule.
Applies even to kids in school. All right, thank you. Hold on. Good conversation. Appreciate it. Max Page, who played the young Darth Vader in the Super Bowl ad, he didn't know. I think you saw him on the Today Show yesterday. He didn't know the ad would be this popular. Well, you don't never know until you actually figure it out. It may have been one of the better ads. All right, Rich, you were going to reward her for her intelligence, right?
Absolutely.
She's supposed to be rewarded because
we're going
to
give her the Force.
Intelligent. Yes, the Force will be with her.
May the Force be with her. Right.
Our poll today at Doug Steffen. Say it again. That too. Our Doug Steffen poll today. Who will be getting Valentine's Day cards from you? A, my boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse, significant other, or all of those? Excuse me.
You think you're so silly, don't you?
Active life there. My children will get a Valentine's Day card, will they? Your parents may get one. Your friends, you send them Valentine's cards to your friends, Jennifer?
I do. Yeah. Absolutely. I think you know me. I'm a celebrator.
Yeah, exactly. Some or all of the above. I'm not giving out any cards this year. That's F. That's my answer. Why bother? Bah humbug. This is not really a Hallmark holiday. This is created around something else before all of that happened. But before the thinking about holidays, the Hallmark holidays came around. But Valentine's Day is a good day. If you feel good about the person you're with, or if you feel good about some people and you haven't wished them well, then it's a swell time to do that. Why not? And it could be somebody that you haven't seen even for a long time that's maybe gesturing to get together because you are connected on Facebook. How much of that stuff is going on? Tons of it, I'm guessing. Right? The connections, mm-hmm. Facebook stuff.
Lots of it, yeah.
Yep. Our poll, let's see here. How much are you planning to spend on Valentine's Day? Was that yesterday? Was that on Friday? When was that? That was yesterday, wasn't it? I don't even remember what the poll was.
That was yesterday.
Was it? Thank you for saving me. How much you planning to spend for Valentine? I don't think I even talked about this. You may have. Was I around the whole? I was around for the whole show yesterday. Why don't I don't think we even talked about this.
Yeah, we did. We did.
So why do I not remember it? Right. I need to have my brain scanned, you know?
Again, you have to go back. Remember. That was Saturday.
Yeah, it was. Oh, it was?
I think so.
How much are you planning on spending for Valentine's Day? Let's see here. 49% of you said nothing. Zero.
Oh, people.
There you go. You got to keep the economy going, folks. 23% of you said under $20. 15% of you said between $20 and $50. 9% of you said over $100, and 4% said between $50 and $100. That's how much you're planning. I do remember this conversation yesterday, Richie. I was just yanking your chain, which I am so want to do because I know how you like to reference me and my stage in life and what may or may not be going on in my brain. My brain's working just fine, thank you. All the tests.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten the results back yet. Don't be so confident.
Video, I'm okay for a week, though.
Okay.
I can kid myself at least for next week. Yeah. Video of the day today, there's a six-person a cappella group called Duende. Duende.
Hmm.
Featured on the video of the day today with their version of Michael Jackson's Thriller. This is Duende. We must have some audio from that there, Richie. Duende doing the video, or actually, well, the video of the day, sometimes we get some good audio from that. We can play.
Yeah, let me grab it here. Hold on a second.
And see if we can grab that. Sometimes these things do well. Like we had some of the ads from the Super Bowl. Didn't work playing them on the air, the audio, because you don't get the gist of it. It's not, it doesn't couch itself well, as you need both of those sensations, the audio and the video, in order to get the message. This is Duende, a cappella.
They're playing the bass and everything with their mouths just going boom, 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 boom.
Oh, it's the mouth group?
It's all a cappella. All the instruments are played a cappella.
No instrument, this is all just them.
Yep. It's close to midnight. Huh. And they have like six shots so you can see each person singing. Two guys just sitting there going.
Yeah, during Duende. Very clever. Good stuff, Richie. 16 before the hour. Speaking of good stuff, Dr. Ken Kronhaus offers us some information, important information, on medical comings and goings, if you will, the research. He likes evidence for his practice, whereas if I were a doctor, I'd just say, you know what? This is what I think we ought to do. And how would you think I'd make it as a doctor, Richie?
Busy,
I wouldn't go with you to save my life.
What do you mean you wouldn't go with me?
If I had a cold or something, I'd listen to you.
Yeah.
Maybe a blister.
Really?
Something like that. Anything heavier? Yeah. I'm going to Dr. Ken.
Huh. All right. News on what happens to you if you're smoking pot. I'm next with Dr. Ken here on Good Day, 15 before the hour.
Switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're gonna have to trust me on this one.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
Yes.
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
Many people made their holiday resolution to strengthen family bonds. A new survey shows that for the time it takes to quickly prepare and eat an easy meal at home, parents and kids reap a big benefit. 70% of kids admit they appreciate their parents more when they share a meal together. And eating together at home ranked higher than vacation, with 89% of parents and kids citing family time as extremely important. Those statistics found in the Barilla Share the Table survey, commissioned by Barilla and Family Circle, reflected children's and parents' views on shared meals. Author and educator William Daugherty, Ph.D., family expert.
The Barilla Share the Table study helps us better understand American attitudes on mealtime. And this year's study builds on our 2009 findings by including teens and tweens. We found that quality mealtime matters as much to kids as to adults, and there are definite benefits to the parent-child relationship when families eat together.
For more, visit sharethetable.com or familycircle.com.
This is my way to learn Spanish.
This is my way to learn French.
My way to learn Russian.
Italian.
Japanese.
My way.
My way.
Chinese.
My way to learn a foreign language.
The best way to learn a foreign language is your way. Rosetta Stone invites you to try absolutely free a software program developed around the way you think and the way you learn, the same way you learned your first language. In fact, it's been recognized as the fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed.
It's totally my way to learn Spanish.
No classrooms, no boring drills, no useless memorization. It's a learning program that works around you, not the other way around. And right now you can try it absolutely, positively free with a free demo CD-ROM.
Free. That's definitely my way.
Try Rosetta Stone for free by calling 1-800-441-1454. 1-800-441-1454 for your free demo. Call 1-800-441-1454.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at 12 minutes before the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who are responsible for helping you lose that weight. If you have a goal of losing X number of pounds this year, you don't have to look any further than what Dr. Ken has recommended, Medifast. You and 20,000 other doctors, how can it be a bad decision, Ken, given all of that support?
I saw another woman yesterday, lost 35 pounds last year on Medifast, had not been successful on any other diet. She uses this as a lifestyle. It's healthy. Thousands of doctors across the country endorse this product. I like it. It's because it's a way you can easily lose weight, keep it off, and enjoy your life.
Health. Here's how you save $50. Log on right now to MedifastKen.com, or you can call 800-506-4115. Use Dr. Ken, D-R-K-E-N. Save $50. That's MedifastKen, one word, MedifastKen.com, or call 800-506-4115. Don't forget the code D-R-K-E-N. Call right now. Results may vary. Consult your doctor before going on to a weight loss program. All right, the skinny behind smoking pot, what's the latest?
Doug, this is out of the medical journal General Psychiatry this week, that smoking marijuana has been linked with an increased risk of mental illness. But the news is that when pot smokers do become mentally ill, the disease starts earlier than it would if they did not smoke pot. This means that serious psychiatric diseases that might not have shown up until kids were in their teens or 20s or might never have developed at all are starting in children as young as 12 who smoke marijuana.
Do you think it's because people self-medicate? Because the people that I know that smoke pot might have mental problems already.
It certainly contributes, but even if they don't, it brings it out.
And then they go eat junk food.
Yeah.
And what happens then?
Out of the Journal of Epidemiology and Community Health, toddlers who have a diet high in processed foods may have a slightly lower IQ later in life.
There you go, folks. Get away from that food. Eat naturally. Go local. Get your fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy products from the local guy. Insist on that. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
As directed.
Ah, what a great theme. Main theme from E.T. John Williams celebrating his 76th birthday today. Still going strong.
Wow.
Creating all this great music for all these great movies.
Can you use the word prolific for him?
Prolific. We can use that, Richie. You're right about that.
That guy's amazing.
You know who else we can use it for? We can use it on Chuck Curry.
We can.
He's prolific when it comes to writing and understanding what's going on in the world of movies and DVDs, all kinds of video. Check out his blog. You go to gooddayshow.com, see Chucker's picture in the, let's see, where is he? In the contributors box. That's where he is. You look at his picture, click on to it. It goes to Entertainment Today and Beyond, which is his blog. Very popular, very informative. Congratulations, Chucker. Another great job.
Well, thank you, Doug. And by the way, I listen to a lot of John Williams movie scores when I drive to work every day, and I like it.
Do you really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
When people say, what kind of music do you like? I like movie scores, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing. I know this new Justin Bieber movie is going to be a big hit this weekend?
How's that?
My five-year-old daughter seen a coming attraction trailer on TV, and she said to me, Daddy, I love that guy. I got to go see that movie.
There you go.
You're in trouble already, Chucker.
Now, in between watching SpongeBob SquarePants 24 hours a day, I really don't know how she knew who he was.
I'm looking at some of the Academy Awards and just the film scores in general. Schindler's List, Star Wars, Fiddler on the Roof, Jurassic Park, the Home Alone series, Indiana Jones series, Born on the 4th of July, the Accidental Tourist Superman series, the Jaws series, Close Encounters.
Also, he started in the 70s. He did the
Towering Inferno.
Yeah. Also Earthquake.
Earthquake, yeah.
How do you watch a movie?
Poseidon Adventure. He did the Poseidon Adventure.
How does he do it, Chuck?
That's an amazing career.
He watches the movie and then scores the music to the mood of the movie, right?
Yeah, he does. You know, actually,
wow.
when Spielberg was filming Hook, he didn't even see the film, and he did half the score, which is incredible.
Wow.
I mean, these guys really are, talents that maybe, 1% of the population.
Think about what you have to do to just catch the, like, okay, what is the feeling that I want this music to have?
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It really is. All right, let's, speaking of amazing, see how amazing our audience is. See if they can identify this movie. I have three clips from it. The one star, there are two notable stars in this movie. It was a very popular flick, and the oldest one is 70 today. Let's see if you can get the movie, 800-510-8255. If you can, for a swell prize, you pick the prize. We have a lot of ski lift tickets to give away. Still, this is the season for skiing for sure. So let's go with the first of those three clips, Richie.
Class isn't something you buy. Look at you. You got a $500 suit on. You're still a lowlife.
Yeah,
got
but it. I look good.
Yeah, got it.
Trying to be lifting there. 800-510-TALK. Next clip just for fun.
You know, you are real stupid for a cop, man. You're following this guy too close.
Yeah, well, most cops are pretty stupid. But since you landed in jail, what the hell does that make you?
All right, let me guess the last one. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Reggie Hammonds.
We ain't partners. We ain't brothers, and we ain't friends. I'm putting you down and keeping you down until Gans is locked up or dead. And if Gans gets away, you're going to be sorry you ever met me.
I'm already sorry.
Uh-huh. All right.
Yeah.
There's good, good flicks. Yeah, there are. Yep. What, three of them, Chucker?
Two.
Two of them. Two. Wasn't there some talk about doing another one before this guy got...
Well, considering... one of the actors is, I think, 69 years old, like that old.
70 today. Yeah.
He really
70.
Well.
Yep. All right, Chucko, what's in the movie news bag today?
All right, Doug. 20th Century Fox and producer James Cameron have hired Night of the Museum director Sean Levy to helm its big-budget 3D remake of the 1960s sci-fi classic Fantastic Voyage that should start filming sometime in the next year. Other news, with Robert Downey Jr. and Johnny Depp passing on playing the role of Oz in director Sam Raimi and Disney's Oz the Great and Powerful, it looks like James Franco will take the role. Franco,
why did they pass? What's the problem? Why did they pass?
Downey was too busy. Johnny Depp, I don't know what happened. I thought he would have been an excellent fit. Disney really wanted him, but decided to pass on the project. So looks like James Franco is going to take it. Actually, James Franco's getting a lot of parts. He's just completed filming a few months ago another Planet of the Apes film for Fox. That will be out December of 2011. The title is Rise of the Apes, and sort of a reworking of the fourth original ape film, Conquest of the Planet of the Apes. Right. And one bit of TV news, the CW has set a date of May 13th for the two-hour series final of its long-running Smallville series. That show, believe it or not, has been on 10 years. Hopefully,
all right. Richie, who's there?
Well, let's go.
Good morning.
Come on, hurry up. Let's go.
I got to get it up.
So we screwed this up.
Yep.
Nice going, Rick.
I can't get my thing to work.
Okay. Answer?
Answer is Nick Nolte from 48 Hours.
Joyce.
Yeah, I just gave her the answer. Right.
All right. There you go.
59 after on Good Day.